Shall we take our new hymn book and open to page 19? Take the glory that I bring, O Lord. Take the honor that I bring, O Lord. I will live my life to praise your name. Take the glory. Take the glory that I bring, O Lord. I was about to perish in sin. You save my soul and transform my life. You fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take the glory that I bring, O Lord. As a slave of the wicked Satan, there was no hope of my survival. Now I have hope of eternity. Take the glory that I bring, O Lord. I was a blind wanderer in the world, lost in the wilderness of the world. Now I'm guided by your Holy Ghost. Take the glory that I bring, O Lord. I was a very righteous sinner, fit for only the bottom of hell. Now I have a mansion in heaven. Take the glory that I bring, O Lord. Whatever I go through in this world, what is waiting for me in heaven, are very glorious and wonderful. Take the glory that I bring, O Lord. I have therefore decided, O Lord, to please you every day of my life. I will have nothing to do with sin. Take the glory that I bring, O Lord.
Now church.
Stanza 5.
I was a very wretched sinner, fearful only the bottom of death. Now I have had my journey, therefore
Hallelujah,
God, you must be Oju ma se ti mi.
Okay, gagara. Okay, gagara.
Leyin o ni gbagbo iwa amara. Iwa ti mo goju le. Iwa ti mo fe ti. Iwa lo se rani lowo bu pe ke mi ni o baba. Gani gani te a saya.
Ojo ma se ti mi rara o.
Ojo ma se ti mi rara o.
Ojo ma se ti mi rara o. Dakan dabo jari baba.
Ojo ma se ti mi rara.
Loruko Jesu omo Olorun. Give chance to God. Our Lord, our Shepherd, our King, our Caretaker, our Keeper, our Sustainer, our Help in the time of need. Very trustworthy,
and it was
very reliable,
and it was
always there for us.
And it's
give him praise, give him honor, give him adoration, magnify his name. Our today,
our
tomorrow, our eternity.
He
was our yesterday, forever is there for us. Give him honor due to his name. Worthy to be praised, O Lord. Worthy to be honored in my life. No one else can do it for me. What you do for me every day. Oluwa, you are worthy to be praised, O Lord. Worthy to be honored in my life. You do for me every day. Father, we are grateful to you for today. Thank you so much for keeping us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for assisting us. Thank you for sustaining our lives. Thank you for granting us your help. Thank you for healing us, taking care of everything pertaining to us. Glory be to your holy name. We are before you today again to sing, to pray, to worship, to fellowship in your presence, to hear you and to talk to you. Thank you, Father, because you are here. Be pleased, O Lord, to fellowship with us today. Be pleased, O Lord, to hear our cry. Be pleased, O Lord, to grant our request so that our life will result to blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's be seated. If you love Jesus Christ, shout
hallelujah.
Do you have testimony to share this morning? If yes, raise your hand. Okay. Now, you are increasing. Last week, not everybody that wanted to share testimony was able to share it.
Because I wanted to preach. And I want to preach today. Should I preach? Okay. So, let me see how many of you will be able to give it. You know what? Go straight to the point. Don't waste time. 1 minute.
Praise God.
Erin ye kun si pa meji but ma je pe 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 lojo Tuesday omo mi kan si waek latodun to koja o wa se mistake ni pe toruko e won ofun ni waek yen won ofun ni toruko se mistake nbe pa to tun di odun o tun ran nikan lo si na won ofun won ni mommy to wa nbe pe esu ni pe esu dede ni gbugba lati ma se sa tun ni waek igba aba ni ki agbalapa ko tele lo ba ti lo be lojo Tuesday ni mi sa be si gba pe olohun je ka boju re mommy ipade ase mi mo tolohun fe bi se gba ta de be won ti transfer mama bo lo silifu ni ko si ni joko ma elomi lo wa joko pata di beta lo fun yen ti yen ni ko salaye oruko bo de se bayi laarin bi iseju me do lo ba fun wa ekin o ti gba ran olohun ti gba ran ni mo se wu nta ro pe a ni gba mo le lo fun lo so pe to ba wu ko fun mo ka fun ni 3000 naira yen ri kan eri keji ni odun to koje ti mo fe se wedding omo mi owo ti mo do ani kan ko le se wedding yen ebe lo ma fi soko pe kin lo fowo yen mo kole a ba se wedding lo su kerin ni osu kewa lo ni kin lo bere se kole owo ibute ehun wedding ni mo ba so pe omo mi kan mo ba so fun pe to lo ma fi soko ni ti mo yin ba gbo yo yari o mi ku so mo lo ra cement mo ra bro mo gele ngba ti mo mi de o ba yari o ta fi se we no fe bi kole ke o tare so fun omo to be se we ni pe daddy ni ti fe fun yen kole owo to le pari e mi o kole mo ka fi block le ka mata na ba ntani meji meta mo gbo ya fi gbo e jeun tani ni ku jo o ba ndura ke lo mo ko lenu kan ba mo bere le ko to tu pada ma fi se we ni mo ti pari e ona to ngba wole mo se ri mo pari leyan mo se ba nsin ile ti ti baba ni so we ni ta be se ase te ba fogo mbe hallelujah meji je fun olorun hallelujah
hallelujah. His testimonies are two. One is about his child that did WAEC last year and he could not receive his result because he made a mistake about his name. And every effort to get the result proof abortive, they said the person there is an SU. I think an SU should be more approachable than TU. At last, this time, he went there again, no result. Then somebody suggested, why don't you go, elderly person, with him? And they went there, and miraculously, the result was released. The second one, he said they wanted to do wedding of his child. The money they were to use, was it a spirit or God or something told him, go and start building a house. He told one of his children, that one said, if our mommy hears it, he will never agree with you. So he did it secretly. He went to buy blocks. And immediately, mommy saw blocks. Said, eh? The money for wedding, you want to use it to build a house? And he said, okay, I leave house. Let's be selling the block. But mind you, if we sell the block one by one, we will not even get the money to do wedding. Mommy said, okay, go and be building. He said, miraculously, he was able to build the house and finish it. And they were still able to do the wedding and it was successful. So we should shout 7 hallelujah to the Lord. Yeah. No, it's not certain all of you will give your testimony. I'm selecting.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oruko mi ni Sister Jayoba. Mo njo si ni ijo iju. Mo dupe lo Olorun fun ohun ti Olorun se lori awon omo mi obirin meji yen. Because before my first daughter yen, o ti lo se PD lado nigba kan to je pe won cancel PD yen. Owo ta na po gan. But omo yen wa worried mo so fun pe Olorun ma gba ogo. So gba ti jamb wa jade mo gba jamb for omo yen. Omo yen se jamb o pass. O lo se pursue mi o pass. O wa ku kan mo orupe asabe si nigba dura. At last sha Olorun gba gbogbo ogo iyanu sele. Abure na yen na se PD lowo. So igba ti along that PD no wa pe mi lati school yen tori mo mo enikan ni nibe. O wa pe mi pe won ma ri oruko omo mi. Omo yen de ti fe pari PD yen. Ma ni won oruko omo pelu gbogbo ola tomode ti sha towo ta ti na. Won gbodo oruko omode oruko omo yen gbodo jade. Mo sare pe dadie. O ni ka ma pray. Gba to dojo keji won yen wa pe mi pe oruko omo yen pe ohun ti ri. Olorun se yanu nibe yen. So gba to tu wa ya to wa di pe final stage ti omo yen ti wa se gbo exam. To pe ma fi mu pe ko wa wo si school wa wo school. Won wa ni pe won oruko pe gbogbo ise se bi se balabala. Won ma yan sa pe mi. Ani won oruko precious o. Won ori kini ko o mo sabe si ni gbadura. Je mo so fun omo yen pe won ma na oruko e omo yen na wa wo site ko oruko e omo yen na sabe o wa be sin sunkun mo ni ma sunkun olorun ma se yanu sugbon oru to bo so omo yen lenu lojo yen ni pe o ni I'm not afraid because Jesus only ta ma ko yen pe I'm not afraid whatever may come tomorrow Jesus like o ni yen sha lo sabe sin ko bo se ko loke bayi awa ta wa sale abagbe awa ko rin yen ti to fi suwa mo ni bo rin yen se ri gangangan be ni mo se ma jeri nipa oro e so igba to sa ya o se wa wa nta lojo yen ni bo se pe mi yen mommy uruko mi ti jade ah mo loluwa o seun so tegbe yen o ti jade so egbe yen na wa wa worried mo a lo ba ma so fun pe olorun to sise taburu e o si wa laye o ma se titi e na a sa be si gbadura si ogun olorun o kan dale ojo yen bayi mo se wa nso bomo nso ba mi ni pe mommy uruko mi ti jade omo yen ti wa ni school bayi lado ikeji na ma wole ni January e ba mi ki hallelujah meje ati God is great meje
amen o gbianju o sare the testimonies are about her two daughters that have been looking for admission. I can't repeat everything she said, but miraculously they have been given admission. One is already in school. The second one will resume in January. So, seven hallelujah to the Lord. God is great, seven. I'm not afraid of whatever may come tomorrow, because I know the one who holds tomorrow. Whatever may come to me tomorrow, Jesus, my Lord, is there for me. I am standing on the solid rock where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry anywhere. I'm sorry, I can't take more than that. Shall we stand up to shout 14 hallelujah? 1, 2, 3, go! Hallelujah! 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 My God is great!
My God is great.
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 Amen.
Amen.
Remain standing.
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist, and songwriter who practices what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karole Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
Father, we thank you for the testimonies, the ones we are able to hear, the ones we are going to hear another day, the evidences of your goodness. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray that the miracles will be permanent. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
You know why I was laughing as we were shouting? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The topic of my message is the goodness of sharing testimonies. And somebody will say, you didn't allow me to share my testimony. When you will see share your testimony. Mark chapter 5 from verse 24. And Jesus went.
Mark 5 from
verse 24. And Jesus went with him. And much people followed him and thronged him. You people should be fast there. Mark 5:24.
Mark 5:24. O si ba lo, opo eniyan si mo. Won to leyin, won si n ba.
Opo eniyan si mo bawo.
24.
Baba yi ti ndagba ko birin to ju e riran dada bo sibe now. O ya read. Use mic, woman.
O si ba lo, opo eniyan si nto leyin, won si nha ni aye.
A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years.
Obinrin kan to ni isun eje odun 12.
And has suffered many things of many physicians and has spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse.
Eni ti oju re si ti ri ohun pupo lodo awon onisegun. Ti o si ti na ohun gbogbo ti o ni tan ti ko si san rara sugbon kaka be o npo siwaju.
When she had heard of Jesus came in the press behind and touched his garment.
Nigba ti o si guro Jesu o wa seyin re laarin opo eniyan o fowo kan
ato. For she said if I may touch but his cloth I shall be whole.
Nitori o wi pe bi mo ba sa le fi owo mi kan aso re ara mi yo da.
And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of her plague.
Logon ni isun eje re si gbe ohun si mo lara re pe amu ohun lara da ninu
arun. And Jesus immediately knowing himself that virtue had gone out of him turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes?
Logon Jesu si ti mo ninu ara re pe ase ti ara ohun jade o si yi pada laarin opo eniyan o si wi pe ta ni o fi.
And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee and said thou who touched me?
Awon omo eyin re si wi fun un pe iwo ri ti ijo eniyan ti n ha o ni aye iwo si wi pe ta lo fi owo kan mi.
And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing.
O si wo yi ka lati ri eni ti o se nkan yi.
But the woman fearing and trembling knowing what was done in her came and fell down before him and told him all the truth.
Sugbon obinrin naa ni iberu ati iwariri bi o si ti mo ohun ti a se lara ohun o wa. O si wo le niwaju re o si so gbogbo otito fun.
And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith had made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague.
O si wi fun pe omobirin igbagbo re mu o larada ma lo ni alaafia ki iwo ki o si san ninu arun re.
I want to ask you a question.
Mo fe bere bere kan lowo.
The last statement that verse 34.
Ese ikerin le ni.
How important is it?
Ogbon bawo lo se pataki to.
I read it again. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith had made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague.
O si wi fun pe omobirin igbagbo re mu o larada ma lo ni alaafia ki iwo ko si san ninu arun re.
Was that statement necessary?
Nje oro yen se pataki?
If it was not necessary, Jesus wouldn't have made it.
Ti o ba se pataki, Jesu ki ba ti so.
If that woman had not come out to give her testimony, would she have been able to hear that?
Ti obirin yen o ba ti jade wa lati so eri re so ma le gbo eleyi.
That was the seal of God on that miracle.
Eyi ni edidi Olorun lori ise iyanu na.
The time Jesus demanded that this woman should come forth to give her testimony was odd.
Akoko ti Jesu n pinu pe kobirin yen jade wa akoko to ha ni.
Because
nitori pe
the ruler of the synagogue was pressing him.
Alase synagogue won ni lara.
My daughter is very sick.
Omo mi n saisan.
Come and heal him.
Wa mu lara.
And Jesus was following.
Jesu si n to le.
Then the woman touched the hem of his garment.
Obirin na wa fo
okan. Instead of Jesus to continue his journey, she be miracle as happen. Ewo lo tun kan e. Jesus stopped.
Eyi to fi ye ki Jesu tetu
wa ni. And said, touch my cloth.
Oni ta lo fowo kan.
The disciples were surprised.
O ya awon omo eyin e lenu.
How can the Lord behave like this?
Bawo lo Oluwa se wa huwa bayi.
You can see the agony of this man.
O le ri inira okunrin yi.
And Jesus asked them to shut up.
Yesu ni kan pa enu won mo.
I said, who touched my cloth?
Ta lo fowo kan mi ni aso.
The woman was somewhere hiding.
Obirin kan obirin yen wa ni.
And when she knew that this man would not go.
Nigba to si mo pe okunrin
yen unless I go for to confess.
Ayafi ti mo ba lo jewo o.
She was so afraid.
Eru ba.
No money to pay in case he demand for money.
O si owo lati san bo ba ti e bere owo.
Can't the Pharisees accuse me of desecrating, dishonoring am? Polluting this rabbi.
Awon Pharisee o ni fi esun kan mi pe mo se aimo ba okunrin yi.
But instead of Jesus to condemn her.
Sugbon ti Jesu iba fi da lebi.
She put the seal of God.
O fi edidi Olorun sori ise iya.
I want to warn you.
Mo fe ki e nilo.
When the devil suggests to you not to share your testimony.
Nigba ti Jesu ba daba fun e pe ko ma so eri e.
Know for sure that there is something more.
Mo daju pe ohun kan si ku.
that Satan wants to withhold from you. Don't permit it. Somebody say, don't permit it. Say it again. Say it once more. After healing this woman, Jesus insisted that she must come forward to give her testimony. You remember the case of the man of Gadara also. He wanted to follow Jesus. And Jesus said, no. Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord had done for thee and had had compassion on thee. Go and share your testimony among those who know who you used to be. Those who will be able to appreciate what God has done for you. Brethren, in the same way, God wants us to always share our testimonies with others. Every time we receive something important from Him. You know why? Because such an exercise is always beneficial. No miracle is done in your life by mistake. Every time you receive something important from God, God deliberately decided to do it for you. Is it healing from sickness? Is it deliverance from any problem? Is it protection from danger? Is it supply of something good? Is it favor in the sight of men? Does it give you breakthrough and open door? Or any other miracle, know for sure that He deliberately planned to give it to you. I told you that that song we used to sing in Cherubim in those days was not correct.
Jesus, bere dale, mohe.
It's like Jesus lost His miracle, I pick it. If
you
receive any miracle from God, He deliberately gave it to you. He said, but I was a very dirty person. I was not worthy of it. He knew you were not worthy. But He gave it to you anyway. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. He gave it to you so that you know that He is good. You know what is coming to my heart? Some of us, we need to go back and try to remember what He did for us. Even when we didn't know Jesus, when we were not born again, He had begun to give us the earnest of our inheritance. First installment of the miracle that we are going to enjoy as believers. If you go back and appreciate God for it, you will be doing the right thing. What are the benefits of sharing testimonies with others? It is a way of appreciating God for His goodness. When you talk about what He has done for you, you are talking to men, but God is also hearing. Satan is hearing. Oh, Psalm 5 verses 14 and 15. I beg your pardon, Psalm 50 verses 14 and 15. 14 and 15. He says, offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me.
Ru ebo pe si Olorun ki o si san eje re fun oga ogo.
When you appreciate God for the ones He has done for you, you are actually opening door for more for yourself. The Bible says after you have given thanks and you have paid your vow, call again
tun ke pe
I will answer you.
O le mi o da Olorun.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you share your testimony,
nigba to ba so to ba jeri,
you are actually putting Satan to shame.
Se lo ndoju ti Satani.
Obi. What you say will never be possible.
Ohun to so yen. Ohun pe ohun to ti so pe ko ni se se.
See it.
Wa wo bayi.
God has done it.
Olorun ti se.
I don't mean you tell Satan your testimony.
Mi so pe ko so eri e fun esu.
But there is no how you will tell men that you will not hear.
Sugbon ko si bi wa se so fun awon eniyan
ti. Because he's always paying attention.
Toro ma n fiye si ohun
gbo. He wants to hear.
O fe gbo.
Then instead of you to be murmuring and complaining.
Ti to ba fi ma kun ko ma sawawi.
Regretting and losing hope.
Ko ma kabamo ko
se. You are rejoicing and thanking God.
O n yo o n dupe lowo Olorun.
That is to put him to shame.
Lati le fi sinu itiju.
And heaven will rejoice on your behalf.
Oun yo si yo nitori
Why should we share our testimony?
And
what benefit are we going to have by sharing it? When we share our testimony, it is a way of strengthening our own faith as well as the faith of others. When David got to the camp, according to 1 Samuel chapter 17, and they had the buffeting of the Philistine,
Goliath.
He tried to find out what was happening. His brother said, I know you. You have come to see what is going on here. He moved to another person. At last he got to the king. And he said, sir, I will be able to fight that man. If you are there, you will laugh.
To ba wa nbe wa.
Kini olori rondo nle. He was not old enough to even go to war.
Ko ti idagba to lati lo soju ogun.
Let alone to be a captain.
Debi pe ma je adari
ogun. Let alone going to confront.
Debi pe yo lo
ko champion of the masters.
Yo lo koju yagun yagun won.
And King Saul said,
Oba Saul wi pe,
my son,
omo mi,
I'm sorry. I appreciate your concern. But you will not be able to do it. You can't go to confront that man. He has been a warrior since his childhood. And today he is a great champion. What David said, in verse
35.
No, 34. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock.
David si wi fun Saul pe nigba ti iranse re nso agutan baba re kini un kan si wa ati amotekun kan o si gbe odo agutan kan lati inu agbo.
Now I went out after him.
Mo si jade to.
And smote him.
Mo lu.
And delivered it out of his mouth.
Mo si gba kuro le enu.
And when he arose against me,
nigba to si dide si mi,
I caught him with his beard.
Mo gba irun gbon re
mu. And smote him.
Mo si lu.
And slew him.
Mo si pa.
Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear.
Iranse re pa ati kini un ati amotekun na.
And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them.
Alai kola Philistine yi yo si dabi okan ninu won.
Seeing he had divided the armies of the living God.
Nitori pe o ti pe ogun Olorun alaye nija.
And David said, moreover,
David si wi pe,
the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion,
Oluwa to gba mi lowo kinun,
and out of the paw of the bear,
ati lowo amotekun,
he would deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine.
Oluwa mi lowo Philistine yi.
And Saul said unto
Saul si wi fun David pe,
go
lo,
and the Lord be with
Oluwa yo si pelu re.
Can you see the drama?
Se le ri ere yen bayi.
The same king who said it just a short while ago.
Oba kan na to so to pa
ni. You will not be able to go.
Pe o ma ni le lo.
Though no physical evidence.
Ki o si ami dani loju
ta. To prove that David will be able to do nothing.
Wi pe David yo le
so. But when they had the testimony of David.
Sugbon nigba to gbo eri David.
He felt, if God could do this with this boy.
O wo pe t'Olorun ba le se leyi fun
omo. When he was alone.
Nigba to dani kan wa.
I shouldn't limit God here.
Mi o ma gbodo diwon Olorun
ni. Go and try.
Lo gbianju.
God will go with you.
Olorun yo ba o lo.
As he was saying, if you look at the intensity, the as he was talking to the king.
To ba wo bo se n ba oba soro.
It seems his confidence was increasing.
O dabi pe igboya e n
gbo. His faith was growing.
Igbagbo e n dagba.
And his voice was becoming louder and stronger.
O wa n goke o n lagbara si.
Eh, if not because of time.
Ti ki ba se nitori akoko.
I've gone back to read that scripture again.
Ba tun lo lati lo pada
ka ese bibeli. He started somehow slowly.
O bere lona jeje.
But he continued.
Se mo tesi.
And by the time he will stop.
Nigba ti yo
fi dani. He said, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and of the paw of the bear.
Ti lowo enu amotekun.
He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine.
Yo gba mi lowo Philistine yi.
He said it so
confidently.
O so pelu igboya.
That the king could not continue to argue.
Ito fi je pe oba o le jiyan mo.
When you share your testimony.
Nigba to ba jeri.
As you are sharing it.
Be a sense
your own faith.
Igbagbo ti e gan yo ma dagba.
Be increasing.
Yo ma
po. You know that sometimes.
Yo mo pe nigba miran.
When you are sharing your testimony.
Nigba to ba so eri e.
Suddenly.
Lojiji.
You will remember current problems.
Wa ranti isoro to wa ni lolo.
That you don't know how to tackle.
Ito mo bi wa se doju ko.
And then your testimony becomes the instrument of God to encourage you to face the challenge and overcome. If you don't love sharing your testimony, you're actually robbing yourself of something very important. Tell your neighbor, share your testimony. Say it again. It is a way of strengthening the faith of others. It is a way of receiving the seal of God on the blessing we have received. Like I had read to you, Mark chapter 5 verse 33. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, verse 34, daughter, thy faith had made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague.
The message you're listening to is coming to you from Bible Pattern Church. You can get this message and thousands of others on various topics on cassettes, audio CDs, and DVDs from Bible Pattern Church headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karale Estate by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or you visit our website www.biblepatternchurch.org. Happy listening.
That was the seal of God. Whether you are able to hear the voice of God, or you are unable to hear the voice of God, God is saying something. After hearing your testimony, what is he likely going to say? When you show what he has done. When you show your appreciation. When you encourage others to trust him. When you are proving that he's greater than the devil. And greater than your problem. Will God be angry? Will God send angels shut up his mouth? God will be happy. God will rejoice. Jesus said, your faith has made you.
Yes, we go
be free from that plague forever. You are healed now. You are healed forever. I think that is a way of making the miracle permanent. So when you are sharing your testimony, you are actually making your miracle permanent. You know why people are reluctant to share their testimonies? Some people think they have their new reason. Some. So that others will not know how blessed they are. And begin to look to them for help. Somebody is owing me a big amount of money. Every effort to collect the money has proved abortive. After the hour of miracle of last Thursday, I went back to the fellow.
And
behold, he was ready with my money.
And
he paid me.
O si san fun mi.
The devil will say, if you say that,
Yesu ani o so yen.
Those who need people to loan them money in the church,
awon ton ni ma ya won lowo ninu ijo.
They will come to you to
loan.
Won
ni wa ba pe ko ya won lowo.
Tisu eni ba tu. A fowo boje. Don't make that mistake.
Ma sa si se yen o.
Don't make that mistake.
Ma sa si se yen.
See what a brother went through. Some days ago. He said he was in a bus. I almost slapped the brother. No, I wouldn't have slapped him like somebody fighting him. I would have slapped him like his father disciplining him. You got that? The last time I slapped a person as quarreling or fighting,
was before 1976. July, when I gave my life to Jesus, I can assure you, it has not happened worse since I gave my life to Jesus. But I have beaten.
You
say, who do you beat? People that are supposed to beat. People I will beat. If I remember in those days, my children will say, Jotoriola. I say, it's God that say I should beat you. It's God that say I should beat you. So I will have slapped the brother as his father. You know what he told me? He was holding how much in his pocket? 90,000 in his pocket.
90,000.
Going to buy materials. He said the person next to him, he suspected the way the man was behaving. And he knew that the man was up to something. He said, I put my hand on top of my pocket. What a way of keeping his money. 90,000. And when he came out of the vehicle, he rushed to the market. He bought what he would buy. As he was to bring out the money to pay, 50,000 was gone.
59,000
was gone. What that became called Baujue. I say you are very stupid. Very, very stupid.
Oh, my bad, yeah, oh.
You suspect somebody sitting next to you with 90,000 in your pocket, and you are somebody who have not seen 900,000 before. Because there are those who can hold 90,000 at 9 naira because of how much they have. But you, when you see 90,000, you first dance and dance and dance and dance. It's not even your own. You are carrying it to market and you put your hand there. Then when you came down, you did not even check your pocket. Until you are unable to pay. Well, I told him that. I don't know what to do to you. Amen.
Amen.
What? No, leave that one. The testimony you need to share. And you will not share it. So that man will not take your money. So you put your hand on the testimony, then get it. What happened to my brother will happen to you. Share the testimony. Amen. People will come to me for help. If people come to you for help, if you have the ability to do it. If you don't have the ability, tell them I'm sorry, I cannot do it. But don't let that prevent you from sharing your testimony. Others will not share their testimony so that wishes will not snatch the blessing. You know, if they hear that God has done it, the God who gave you the miracle is able to protect it.
Then
why are you afraid? I love that child. That's what I told the children. I said, that is the song you will be singing. And all of you, that is the song you will be singing. So how can you say you should be singing it?
Because you
are my people. Because I'm your pastor. And it's my duty to teach you what you will sing. I'm not afraid of whatever may come tomorrow, because I know there will no host tomorrow. Whatever may come to me tomorrow, Jesus my Lord is there for me. If wishes lie, let them come. They can't touch your blessing. Share your testimony. So we not share their testimony so that people will not think that I am proud. When I now share testimony that I am now the Oga Patapata in my office, then they will think I am proud, I am showing arrogance. Arrogance, you can. Jabesh was more honorable than all his brethren. If he had covered the miracle, will he be recorded in the Bible? Hey, down, Mo. Hey, down, Mo.
The Bible says he was more honorable than all his brethren. God has decided to elevate him. He was not the one elevating himself. Share your testimony. Everybody say, share your testimony. Say it again. If anybody says you are proud, let him go to heaven and report you and complain. God, why did you give this man this miracle so that he will be proud and let him get his answer directly from God? Don't, because of that mischievous person, refuse to share. No, mischievous person. Oni wahala, oni jamba yen, ma tori ti e sha ipin eri re. Lastly, others should not share their testimony.
Awon miran oni se ajo pin eri won.
So that they will not be expected to contribute more money in the church.
Ma reti ati dawo pupo lowo won ninu ijo.
Now we are making vow now.
Ati fe ajo
if I come give testimony,
ti mo ba so eri,
that they have increased my money.
Pe won ti fowo kun owo mi.
They were expecting to increase my vow.
Ma reti kin fi owo kun eje mi na.
Only a foolish pastor.
Ope olusoagutan
nikan. We put his trust in you.
O lo ma fi gbekele e
sinu. Because of your salary has increased.
Nitori pe won fowo kun owo e.
My hope is in God.
Ireti mi wa ninu Olorun.
Not in you.
Ki se ninu e.
If God uses you.
Ti Olorun ba lo e.
I don't even give glory to you.
Mi o ti e ni fogo fun
e. I give glory to God.
Ma fogo fun Olorun.
And if you stop to make yourself available.
O ba si siwo lati fi ara.
God.
Olorun.
Ha. I said God.
Ni Olorun.
Mordecai told Esther.
Mordecai so fun Esther.
Is that maybe this is why God brought you to the kingdom?
And
for your information, God could have brought the miracle because of his church.
Olorun iba ti se.
O se se ko je pe tori ijo re lo se mu ise iyanu yen wa. Actually expecting you to contribute more.
O reti ko da si ju bayi.
And so that nobody will expect you to contribute more. You will not even share your testimony. You will keep the money and spend it on something else.
Wa toju owo yen wa ma na
lori. Mordecai told Esther. Lester.
Mordecai sọ fún
ẹ. Maybe this is why God brought you to the kingdom.
Bóyá èrèdí tọ́lọ́run fi mú ẹ wá sínú ìjọba
yìí. But in case you will not arise to help.
Wọ́n tó bá ní dìde láti ṣèrànwọ́.
The help of Israel will come from somewhere.
Yóò wá láti ibòmíràn.
It didn't stop at that.
Kò dúró níbẹ̀ yẹn.
Your father's house will be destroyed.
Ilé bàbá ẹ̀ á ó parun.
May your father's house not be destroyed.
Ilé bàbá ẹ̀ má di kú.
May your own house not be destroyed.
Ilé tara ẹ̀ gan má di kú.
May your business not be destroyed. May your family not be destroyed. What are you hiding from God?
Kí ló ń fi pamọ́ fún Ọlọ́run fún?
What God made available to you.
Ohun tọ́lọ́run ṣètò fún ọ.
You are like that small child.
O dàbí ọmọ kékeré.
Mama tear the bread.
Mama já bread.
And gave to him.
O fi fún.
Kept the remaining.
O tọ́jú ìtókù.
In the wherever.
Níbi tó yẹ láti tọ́jú.
And mama comes back.
Mama wá padà wá.
Child.
Ọmọ.
Give me part of the bread.
Fún mi lára bread yìí.
And the child put the bread behind
him. Ọmọ wa fi bread yẹn sẹ́yìn.
Guess who is at the back?
Ìwọ náà kíyèsí ẹni olúwa sẹ́yìn. Ewúrẹ́ tẹ́bi ń pa.
By the time the child will bring his hand back.
Nígbà tí ọmọ máa fi gbọ́wọ́ ẹ̀
kọjá. The goat is gone.
Ewúrẹ́ ti lọ.
Stand up and let us pray.
Ẹ̀dìdì ẹ̀jẹ̀ ká gbàdúrà.
Let's sing that song. I'm not afraid of whatever may come tomorrow because I know the one knows tomorrow. Whatever may come to me tomorrow, Jesus my Lord is there for me. O Lord, let the spirit of wisdom come upon me today.
Olúwa, jẹ́ kí èmi ọgbọ́n kó bà lé mi lónìí.
That I will always abide by the truth of the word of God that I am learning.
Tó jẹ́ pé mo máa ń gbé ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tí mò ń kọ́.
Every day.
Ní gbogbo ọjọ́.
As I study.
Bí mo ti ń kẹ́kọ̀ọ́.
As I lis ten.
Bí mo ti ń tẹ́tí.
As I learn.
Bí mo ṣe ń kọ́.
The grace.
Orí ọ̀fẹ́.
To abide by the truth.
Láti gbé nínú
òṣìṣẹ́. Of your word that I am learning.
Ọ̀rọ̀ yín tí mò ń
kọ́. Give unto me.
Ẹ fi fún mi.
O Lord, give me more testimonies to share.
Olúwa, fún mi ní ẹ̀rí púpọ̀ sí
láti. For the glory of your name.
Sí ògo orúkọ
yín. More testimonies to share.
Ẹ̀rí púpọ̀ láti ṣe.
To honor your name.
Láti bu ọlá fún
orúkọ yín. Give me more testimonies to share.
Ẹ fún mi ní ẹ̀rí tó
pọ̀. To honor your name.
Láti lè bu ọlá fún
orúkọ yín. Promise God.
Ṣèlérí fún
ọlọ́run. Promise God.
Ṣèlérí fún
ọlọ́run. Promise God.
Ṣèlérí fún
ọlọ́run. When you do it.
Nígbà tó
bá ṣe. I will honor you.
N ó bu ọlá fún ẹ.
I will glorify you.
Màá yin ẹ lógo.
I will tell others.
Màá sọ fún àwọn
ẹlòmíràn. I will put Satan to shame.
Màá dojú
ìjà. I glorify your holy name.
Màá yin orúkọ
ẹ lógo. Give me more to share.
Fún mi ní ẹ̀rí púpọ̀ sí láti ṣe àjọpín.
In Jesus' name we are prayed.
Ní orúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
Bring out your offering.
Mú ọrẹ ẹ jáde.
Don't delay to pay your tithe.
Ma fi falẹ lati san ida mewa.
If God provides for you the vow you made, pay quickly.
Olorun ba ti se fun e eje to je san kankan.
God needs your money.
Olorun nilo owo e.
To bless you the more.
Lati bukun e si.
Father, we are grateful to you today.
Baba dupe jojo lowo yin loni.
Thank you for your word we have heard.
E seun fun oro yin ta ti gbo.
Thank you for ministering to us.
E seun ti e ba wa soro.
Thank you for blessing us, O Lord.
E seun te bukun wa Oluwa.
Glory be to your name in Jesus name. Thank you for all the miracles you have wrought.
E seun fun gbogbo ise iyanu.
We have more testimonies than we have time to share
them,
and that is glorious. Give us more testimonies, more to share in the name of Jesus. As you go out today, cause your presence to lead the way, cause your graces to go with us, cause your favor to go with us, cause your goodness to go with us. Everyone will meet today, cause to favor
us.
Even bad people, let them favor
us.
Everything we lay our hands upon to do today, cause to prosper, O Lord. May we know no defeat. May we know no disappointment. May we know no failure. We will not look back. We will not backslide. We will serve you. We will do your will. We will return in peace and give glory to you. All our children in school, they will succeed today. No evil will be their portion. All our brethren all over the world, your protection will be upon them. Your goodness will be upon them. And we shall prosper. We promise you that as you give us more miracles, we share our testimony. We glorify you. In Jesus' name. Can I hear my God is great?
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karaoke Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or visit our website, www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible, is our pattern in all things.